Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. There's a very serious issue that is brewing, and I want to put this on everyone's radar. We are going to be talking about it again in the future. There is a push on the right wing, gerrymandered right wing in this country for a new U.S. Constitution. In other words, sit down in the Bellagio in Las Vegas, Mar-a-Lago down in Florida, and just redraft it. Benjamin Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, all of them, Alexander Hamilton, James Madison didn't know what they were doing. Throw out all of the Supreme Court opinions for 225 years. Start over, have it drafted by basically the Republican Party. That's what's going on. Here are the mechanics. It takes Article 5 of the Constitution does say that the states can get together and they don't have to amend the Constitution. They don't have to go through the Congress. They don't have to go through the normal state. It has to be approved by 3/4 of the state legislature. All that's needed is 2/3 of them need to get together. 2/3 of the 50 states is 34 states. Because back when this the Constitution was drafted, everybody thought, well, if this doesn't work out and we get a couple of northern and southern states, there are only 13 colonies, 13 new states, we can start over. That's what it was directed at. It wasn't directed at QAnon throwing out our Constitution. Here are the data. 15 states have passed this since 2014. The conservatives said, prior to that, going back to the 1950s, 29 states passed resolutions calling for a balanced budget. Now, if you had to balance the budget right now, you'd have to either get rid of our military, Social Security, Medicare, something of that nature, if you had to do that by law. We manage that kind of thing and we don't do that. One obvious attack to all this is that you don't take resolutions passed in the 50s, 70 years ago, and then cobble them on to something done now by gerrymandered legislature. This will end up in court. But the problem is there are 24 new states that right now have resolutions pending, including Wisconsin. Been reported out of two committees. We have a crooked Republican legislature. I'm putting that on the table. That is a marker I'm laying down. This crooked Republican legislature, gerrymandered, cannot be permitted to add Wisconsin's name to throwing out the Constitution. That we will not tolerate. If there is some convention that's convened somewhere, I think you're going to find people taking up arms. We are not going to permit these people. They've done so much damage with gerrymandering. If it extends to a resolution to throw out the Constitution under Article 5 of the Constitution, that cannot be permitted. The main actor behind this right now is Scott Walker. He was looking for a job. Nobody in the private sector would give him a job. So he was hired. I don't know who's paying his salary to shepherd this thing through. One bright note, Colorado had originally, when it was in right-wing control, had passed it. They just rescinded it. There's a legal question. Can you rescind it? The legal question. Is there any time period in this? Do we leave this open for 200 years till another state tumbles? If I were on the Supreme Court, I would say we can impose a reasonable time period, say 20 years. Anything beyond 20 years doesn't count anymore. Yes, you can rescind. Yes, you can rescind. You know who's behind it is ALEC, the American Legislative Committee. Let's see, American Legislative Exchange Committee, American Legislative Troublemaking Committee, the Koch brothers. The Bradley Foundation is funding some of this. They are funding some of this. 16 Wisconsin legislators have ties to ALEC. Something like $12 million in contributions have links to the Koch brothers. Now the singular Koch brother, the other one passed away. Pay attention to this. It's very important. If technically 34 states say we want a constitutional convention, they start over. They throw out the other one. They have to redraft it. You like the First Amendment? You like the Second Amendment? You like the Fifth Amendment, the Sixth Amendment, unreasonable search and seizures, due process, right to bear arms, freedom of speech, separation of church and state? You like all that? I like them, you know, all that quite a bit, quite a bit. All up to being redrafted by who? Kevin McCarthy? Donald Trump? Ted Cruz? Josh Hawley? Tom Cotton? Maybe Liz Cheney objecting to something, getting thrown out of the convention hall? Lobbyists all over the place? There weren't these kinds of lobbyists back in the late 1700s when it was first drafted. And nobody I've mentioned is as smart as Alexander Hamilton. Nobody. Or Thomas Jefferson or James Madison or Benjamin Franklin or George Washington. None of them. John Jay. None of them. None of them. There's got to be some reason built into this. And what the courts have got to understand, this is not just simply the usual skullduggery where you benefit the Republican Party, you hope you get reelected or whatever, whatever. This is something different. This is something different. This is the destruction of our Constitution through skullduggery and through technicality. Article 5 says if 2/3 of the state want to convene a constitutional convention and redraft it from scratch, they can. That was because Virginia and Massachusetts had very antithetical economic interests back in the 1700s. One was a slave state. One was a mercantile, seagoing state. They both made money in different ways. This was an experiment back then. And if things took a bad bounce, they wanted to have 2/3 of 13. 2/3 of 13 is 9. 9 of the states could get together and redraft it. Fine. The year after, 2 years after, not 225 years after. Not Donald Trump, not QAnon, not Robin Voss, not people of this ilk should not be permitted to rip up the Constitution. But 15 states have passed this since 2014. 24 others have it pending, including Wisconsin. When are you going to call your legislator? Just flat out tell him we're not going to have this. Because if Robin Voss is sitting down, and remember, it would pass only because of gerrymandering. It wouldn't pass otherwise. So the crooked gerrymandering gets bootstrapped into removing the Constitution. It's time to take a stand. If you don't take a stand here, you don't take a stand anywhere. It's time to let those legislators know we will not permit this to happen. One way or the other, this is not going to be permitted to happen. And any judges listening to this, remember the same thing. Okay, we're coming to the end of the show. Very good show. It's a very, very good show. Very good callers. Be back same time, same place tomorrow. Stand by for some outstanding programming. Tons of new programming, tons of programming. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Devil's Advocate with Diamond Krupp, Earl Ingram, Saturday, Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Box Mike. Plenty of other stuff on Saturday. Plenty of other stuff this evening. Plenty of other stuff. But in the meantime, Matt Flynn Direct back same time, same place tomorrow. Matt Flynn Direct signing off for now.